It was Tuesday at dusk. I had just about had 14 Jack and Cokes when my doorbell rang. Figures, because I was going to call it a night and lay down for a quick power nap on my electric blue beanbag chair. Oh well, maybe next time. I walked to the door and pulled the knob. I couldn't get it open for some reason. I yelled, "I can't get this open for some reason!" The voice on the other side said, "Turn the knob first!" Thought I knew that already, but I guess I didn't. I turned the knob and I was good to go. My buddy John, a roommate of my BFF in college, was there. He said, "We found the shopping bag down the street. Want to come check it out?" It was either that or laying down on my beanbag chair, so I went with him. By the time I stumbled out of the house with John, we were both laughing uncontrollably. We didn't know why. Then John mentioned there was a green glow in the sky, even worse than it normally was. I asked him if the green glow was common. He said, "Not for dusk, but that's what the Venoclax wanted us to think." I was certainly curious now. What was a Venoclax and why did they want the sky green? John assured me that when we got to the shopping bag, all my questions would be answered. It was at this time we heard a car horn and we both swung around. At the end of the street, we saw what looked like a 92 Ford Taurus slam into Bill's Food Market and catch on fire. The man inside the car jumped out, looked at John and I, and said, "Hey, whoa! Did you guys just see that?" We nodded. He popped his collar and strutted over to us in a late 1950s John Travolta's fashion. He approached us, chewing some Big League Chew. He stunk of heavily salted cologne and reached out with his hand, almost like he was trying to shake our hands. He said, "Are you guys gonna shake my hand or leave me hanging over here?" I quickly snapped out of my daze I'd been in and smiled my way to his hand, gripping and shaking back. He then said, "Where's your buddy going?" I turned around to see John walking away with his back to me. "I'm not sure," I told the Travolta-like presence. He then looked at me dead in the eye and said, "We gotta get going, right now." I was like, "What about John?" He said, "I'm your John now, we gotta move, now. Your buddy's as good as dead." It was at this time that I knew something weird was going on. A shopping bag down the street seemed to hold the answers to all of life's most asked questions. We had to get there, and quick. I told the Travolta, or as he liked to be called, Travis, that we should get to the shopping bag. He said, "No, man, that's what the Venoclax are waiting for." He then proceeded to tell me that the Venoclax are aliens from the planet Venotron, who had come to Earth posing as Mexican-American hybrids and planning on destroying the Earth one person at a time while laying the atmosphere with green gases to keep everyone on Earth at the time of their arrival. I calmly asked, "So what do we do?" He said, "There's only one thing we can do. Get to the shopping bag and destroy it before its powers aid the Venoclax in the ultimate science fiction invasion." Travis told me to hold on a second so he can go grab something from his car. I stood in place as he jogged back to the flaming Taurus. I heard a voice coming from behind me, so I turned around. A man was standing there next to me wearing a ball cap and slippers, but nothing else. He spoke to me in a slight Mexican accent. "You got the time, amigo?" I told him no and that I shouldn't be talking to him right now, as I was waiting for Travis to get back. The strange man then opened his mouth as if to gasp, only instead of gasping, he died. He fell over and shriveled up into a fine powder. Travis came strutting back over while he was combing his jet black hair. "Sorry, man," he said. "Just had to grab this comb." When he got back, he saw the Mexican powder next to me. He then questioned its status with, "What are you doing with that powder?" I said it was probably a Venoclax, because he was naked and spoke Mexicanish. Travis held his comb way into the air and moonlight reflected off of it. "Good thing I got this weapon then." I assured Travis that it was only a comb, but then he assured me that the government had supplied it to him as a decoy weapon so the Venoclax wouldn't think twice about running from a comb. I asked Travis, "Why didn't I get a comb gun?" And he said, "Because you're not the chosen one, man. I am." Travis then told me he was a secret government agent from the year 2017 who was summoned to come back in time and stop the Venoclax. This was all getting a little confusing for me, so I kept thinking about my beanbag chair sitting at home waiting for me. Then I heard John yelling for me. He kept saying, "Grab that bag! Grab that bag!" When I turned around, I saw John running after the shopping bag, which was being blown across the street by the wind. The bag blew near me and got caught up in between my legs, making me fall and bump my knee. I told John to be more careful next time. John stopped next to me and stared at Travis. Travis looked deep into John's eyes and said, "So we finally meet." I stood up and stomped my foot on the ground hard and said, "Okay, I want to know what's going on here." Travis aimed his comb at John and glanced over at me. John then pulled out a comb of his own and pointed at Travis. I felt like I was right in the middle of a Chuck Norris movie. Travis then said in a calm voice, "This isn't your friend. It's the shopping bag." I said that was crazy because the shopping bag was right down at my feet. And then Travis said, "Check again." I looked down at the ground where the bag was laying. I focused my eyes and saw morphing out of the bag was John's face. The face looked helplessly into my eyes and a familiar voice said, "Don't let anything happen to me." I said, "But you're already a bag, John." Travis focused at the task at hand. He said the shopping bag was just the leader of the venal class and was using John's body to throw off the humans. It was at this time that Travis unloaded body-piercing rounds from his comb and destroyed the venal plaque into a cloud of powder. I looked up into the sky and saw the green fading away. I looked at Travis and then peered up. I said, "Thanks, man. I couldn't have done this without you." Travis then pulled out a bottle of potion from his coat pocket and poured it on the bag. John then sprouted legs, arms, then a torso, and grew back to his normal 5'6". The only problem was his head was still in bag form, with only eyes and a mouth. I looked at Travis. "What about his face?" Travis said, "Oh, he'll probably look like that for the rest of his life. Don't think of it as a deformity. Think of it only as a memory from the dusk that Earth was doomed."